The John Age Project.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and all who still identify themselves as human into the Anomic Age. I'm your host, John Age. Got a great show for you again today. Happy to be here. Sort of on the cusp of a hurricane coming up the East Coast, so we were sort of wondering, are we going to make this show or not? It looks like we are. It looks like Hurricane Isaias is not going to be here for a little bit. So hopefully it'll die down a bit by the time it gets to the formerly great state of North Carolina, but we'll see. Nevertheless, we got a great show today, but before we get into that, please check out AnomicAge.com. Share that link with your friends, family, loved ones, and enemies. PayPal link, Patreon link, they both should be working. And at the bottom right of the page, below that, we also have the newsletter. And I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter as well. As I keep sort of hammering this point home, as we draw closer to the November elections, I see all stuff breaking loose. So whether or not this platform will still be up, remains to be seen. I hope so. But you never know. I feel that they will constrict even more the free speech and civil liberties of those pesky plebs in the United States. So they've already taken down a lot of big name platforms just in the last year. And even the last few days, you saw Dale Bigtree get taken down from YouTube for daring to question this COVID hoax. So if you are so inclined, there's a newsletter link at the bottom right. You can put your name and an alias in there for all I care. It's just a way for me to correspond with you in the event of an untimely demise of the webpage and or social media that pertains to the Anomic Age. So do that. Other stuff, you can see the news at all the RSS feeds below. Always some great news stories on there. Oftentimes stuff that I miss, obviously just with the everyday looking at the MSM news and everything else. But there's a lot you miss, but not if you're checking out AnomicAge.com. There's a nice, lengthy news section. There's also the information breakdown segments that I've been adding to every week, if not every few days here. And you can see a nice slider of all of the guests from the Anomic Age. So odds are if you click on the page, you're bound to see something you haven't seen before or that you missed. So check out AnomicAge.com. As I said before, got a great guest for you today. So stick around because we will be with our guests in just a mere matter of moments. It is my pleasure to welcome Mr. David Galvin into the Anomic Age once again. He's the owner of homeschooleasy.com. David is also a teacher who was awakened to the socialist, globalist plans of the New World Order and how the education system has played an integral role in spreading that virus. Not the COVID, the communist socialist virus, that is.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's going down. So thank you so much, David. It's my pleasure to see you and talk to you again. It's been a while.
Yes, yes. And obviously, it's been very crazy since we last talked. I think it was at the fall or end of the summer. And we were just going over my homeschool program that I launched at the end of last summer. We were talking about the homeschool curriculum and the reasons why it is good to have to do homeschooling and the problems with the public school education. And since then, things have gone even more hectic in the whole world. Seems like we've gone into overdrive since then.
It's all broken loose since we last talked. And ironically enough, since virtually everybody's having to homeschool now, your curriculum is very important.
Oh, yes, exactly. I mean, I would never have predicted this, you know, up until last, you know, all the way through last year. And then all of a sudden, you know, the COVID virus, plandemic, scamdemic, however people would like to call it.
That's what it is.
All of a sudden, it put homeschooling to the forefront because a lot of parents were obviously, since the middle of March, had to maybe teach their kids at home through the various public school systems, remote learnings. And it seems like several of them are actually going to stay with homeschooling, even going into this fall with all the uncertainty going on with the public school. So it's almost a blessing in disguise in that aspect with the COVID-19 scamdemic going on here. And been very, very interesting just to see all this happening over the last 6 months. Then I'm going to talk about the book that I've written recently.
Absolutely, man. I think that's okay. The only silver lining of all this nonsense.
Well, I think also some other silver linings is that many people are like much more awakened to like things that are going on and have seen through the scamdemic for what it really was. I mean, we could go over the numbers forever, but obviously it seems like it's a hoax and that there's a virus, but it's not killing people to the numbers that the CNN has on right now of like 155,000 deaths. And many people that are dying are obviously much older than, the average age is probably in the 60s or 70s that are dying. And it seems like there's a big money scam behind it all too. And it's all connected to bringing down America pretty much economically before Donald Trump's election in November. And there just seems like the deep state is just going crazy right now. They just got to do everything to stop Trump because Trump represents the Patriot movement. And they're just going to overdrive now, even with the whole George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all controlled and paid for by the Soros Foundation, just really pushing the whole communist overthrow is really what's going on right now on that aspect. We're just seeing all these things converging right now amazingly in 2020, and we're just having things speed up and go super quickly. I mean, no one would have thought that, you know, going January, February, we're just thinking, oh, we're going to have the election, we're going to see what's up with that, and then boom. Deep state's just throwing darts at us left and right now.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like they pulled their October surprise about 6 months early. So I'm kind of weary of what's going to happen in October. If they've already pulled this nonsense, sort of at the start of the new year, they started this coronavirus that is scary. Stay in your house. Stay away. I mean, we know what they're doing, though. I mean, by the time we get to October, November, it's just going to be, well, you're going to have to vote from home. They're going to have guards out at the polling spots and masks and background checks, not for the illegals, of course, but just for the average unmasked masses.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, there's no telling what they're going to try to pull off within the next couple months. It just seems like with the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, coronavirus, this is just starting. And you never know, they could have some more riots show up in the next few months, false flags, more economic problems, but they will pull up. They will do anything to make sure that Trump is not elected because there's just too much on the line. They just cannot go along with this for four more years. They need to bring in the one world government. And with Epstein and Maxwell and the whole global pedophile issues going on, they're definitely afraid of that stuff coming out too. I know Hillary Clinton said back when Trump was elected that she said to one of her advisors that, hey, we're going to be going to jail if this man gets elected. It's more than just obviously, you know, the money laundering going on, the scams, you know, but this whole pedophile thing just seems like it could be the tip of the iceberg that can really put dents into the whole global network.
Yeah, I think another sort of unperceived or unforeseen action for this whole hoax is that it is putting people at the house more. And since nobody seems to be working a full-time job hardly, hey, we got a little extra time. Let's look into that that Hillary Clinton thing. Hey, what's this site talking about Epstein? Oh, wow. So there's like 17 doctors coming out last week alone saying this thing's a fraud. So I think it's definitely starting to unravel, or at least I hope it is, because more people are waking up and have that little bit of free time at home maybe to look at what's really going down.
Yeah, that's true. And you see like just Twitter just blowing up with all this information on a daily basis. Facebook obviously put the clamps down on the conservative movement and the truth movement. But just people left and right are just awakening to a certain extent what's going on and just staying at home and having all this time on your hands. And now people are losing money and not having jobs. And we're already seeing that a lot of renters now are going to are way behind and on their mortgages. And people are wondering now, maybe there's something bigger going on. Maybe these people who are quote unquote conspiracy theorists have been right all along. And people are just starting to wake up slowly and surely. There will always be that block, though, of the communist part, the leftist party that will go, that will do anything that CNN and the Democrats say. But the people in the middle are starting to wake up a lot more. You can see the walk away movement, walk away from the Democrat Party movement that started a couple years ago. Just probably is just still going more in force right now. People are just understanding there's something bigger going on and that you just cannot trust the media with this hoax going on about the coronavirus. I mean, just watching Dr. Fauci throw that first pitch for the Washington Nationals a week ago. And you see him next to two of his buddies and even took off his mask. And it's like, hey, what's up, buddy? I thought this was a pandemic and we all got to stay 6 feet away. And little things like this just keep going viral on the internet. And there's people who know what's going on. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are going to stay loyal to the leftist communist movement, though, that's really going on. Because it's more likely a communist overthrow that's really going on. They are going into overdrive here.
Yeah, where I'm at, I still see this very stark divide. I mean, there's the people that are wide awake, which seem very few and far between where I'm living. And then there's everybody else that's going, oh, I'm not even going to come in your house. I'll just talk to you in the yard. I'm afraid to go in. And, oh, man, it's so tough having my kids at home. Like, oh, I can't really teach them right. And I can't wait for the masters at school to take over again because I just don't feel comfortable with this terrible job of actually having to be a parent and teach my own children something. What a burden. I wish the state would come in. I mean, that's sort of this bizarro world dynamic. And I'm just thinking, man, you know, they're your children. Why would you peddle them to someone else? Come on.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yes, I know. There's a lot of parents that just pretty much want to get rid of their kids, send them to the schools, give them to the schools. They're still caught up in, you know, the same system that's always been told to them since they've been growing up. They bought into, and it's like you said, the state has to take care of us. You know, you can see that nationally. You know, everyone needs that money from the federal government. You know, sort of catch 22 because, you know, the economy has been destroyed, not destroyed, but it's been, you know, it's been hurt because of the COVID-19 scandemic that's going on. It's just like you said, you got people that are waking up and now they're becoming more and more awake on different things. But you're still going to have that core factor that is just, you know, they're backing Antifa, they're backing Black Lives Matter. They want to defund the police. They want, you know, we got to go back to the schools and the schools will have the kids on with the mask and the teachers the mask. They'll have dividers set up. You see some of these things that are planned going across the nation. It's like, whoa, George Orwell's 1984 is here in 2020. We're here.
That's right. The handbook has been used perfectly. Well, I was thinking about that when this hoax first started rolling out because they had the telescreens, the big screens over the highway saying, stay home. Stay home. It was like 1984 or They Live, except I was living it. I was going, wow, here we are.
Yeah. Many people I speak to who are awake are just saying the same thing. A lot of people use the term, it's like the quickening has happened here.
Yes.
So fast. I remember when COVID-19 hit, like in China, and you're seeing people fall down in the streets and they're like hurt or they're dying or they're, and I'm thinking to myself, this is never going to come to America. These things never come. And it started to come. And well, there were many people, alternative media, who actually predicted this. They were saying at the beginning, hey, it's not going to be the death. They're going to use this to lock down America. And lo and behold, those people were right. It was more than just, you know, the death. It's a full lockdown. It's control of the economy. It's also psychological because, you know, you have those people with their masks on. It's almost like, I think these deep state guys are like, yeah, we got them under control. These fools are sitting around, running around with their masks on 24/7, standing 6 feet apart, driving around in their cars in a mask by themselves, walking down the street, riding their bikes, riding their skateboards in masks. Some now, I see some states are saying, you got to wear a mask inside your house too.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there are people that will do it. Yeah. So, you know, it's just crazy how fast it moves. And you go to the whole George Floyd thing, too. I mean, I was watching on the internet the whole protest when it started in Minneapolis on that Wednesday night. And who would have predicted it would have blown up across the country like that? And even to some other countries, too, where you're having these protests and riots and violence all over the place. I mean, I remember with Trayvon Martin, there was the other guy, Mike Brown, and they had their protests in their cities. It did not spread like wildfire across the nation. And many people just looked, it's probably organized by the Soros Foundation, and you probably got their lieutenants and generals in different cities who are probably paying people off and gathering and organizing people through social media. But just to see it explode like an atomic bomb across America, and just watching the videos of just cities being burned. And obviously you got the Democratic mayors just having them stand down, the police stand down, having the Democratic governors have the police just stand down was just absolutely amazing. You would never have thought this would ever happen in America. Just a total stand down and just allowing them to go crazy. And obviously, even like Portland, Seattle, it's still going on to a certain extent. They're still raising Cain in these cities too.
Oh man, it's sick out there. And you're spot on. It's all a big psyop. It's all a big psyop. Even before I had the show up and running, I met 5-6 months ago, I came out and said, yeah, this is 9/11 2.0. They're going to use this to roll in more egregious laws or just rules or decrees. They're not even laws. It's just like the Patriot Act, except worse, because now you can't even go in businesses. You can't even go to church. You can't be seen outside without your mask, without the invasions of the body snatchers shrieking at you or trying to fight you. And it's all psychology. I mean, I was like 2, 3, 4 days ago, I can't recall, they had an Adler coming out and saying, oh, it's not violent. It's just a big hoax perpetrated by the people in D.C. There's not violence. It's all peaceful. And then you had CNN and the usual Mockingbird media saying, no, it's just all peaceful. And I couldn't help but look at this through the psychology lens. And I think it was a psychologist, Solomon Ash, did this line study, and it was all basically about gaslighting. He'd have the subject come in, and the tester would say, okay, which one of these lines is shorter? And they'd pick the shortest one, and he'd say, oh, no, you're wrong, it's this one. And it would only take a few times before the subject would just comply and say, oh, okay, I guess it's this one. It's the gaslighting thing. Just keep telling the people, you know, 2 + 2 = 5, and eventually, just like 1984, like you were saying, they're going to say, oh, well, I guess 2 + 2 = 5. That's what you keep telling me, so it's 5.
Right, right. Yeah, I agree with you. It's definitely a psychological operation. It's definitely a psyop nationwide, just using the media against it all, too. It's just, I mean, it's like, I saw the Nadler video, too. It's like amazing you listen to some of these politicians, and they just sit there, and they're just in total denial about everything that's going on about it. It's like Nadler saying, it's a myth. Obviously, he knows it's not a myth, the violence in Portland and Seattle. He knows that, but it's just a game. It's a game that they're psychological game they're portraying for the people that will eat this up, for the sheeple. They'll sit there and they'll believe it to a certain extent. Yeah, it's really not happening. They're really peaceful protesters. And you just look at the videos, there's like, it's total denial. You see all this graffiti still all over the place in like Portland and Seattle. I mean, it looks like, third world nation. It looks like parts of Mexico that have been taken over by drug lords. You just look at this like, this is America bringing down statues and breaking them. And no one stops them, which is just amazing. And you got the people on the left who are just continually thinking that, yeah, this is good. And then they just keep pushing their agenda. Defund the police now. Mm-hmm. Bring in their own community organizer for police officers now. All of these incredible, crazy demands I've seen, like in Seattle, where they just want to like let prisoners go and have retrials again. And these people really believe that the vast majority of these people that are in prisons are actually innocent. And it's like just a game. It's like even common sense. And yeah, okay, there's probably some people, you know, who were innocent. That's true, and that always happens. But if they think the vast majority of these people were just innocent people, it's like, they must have some sort of demonic spell over them. And that's pretty much what always happens when you look at these communist revolutions and, you know, the ones in Russia, Venezuela, China, even you go back to the French revolutions in the 1700s. It's just mass brainwashing where you're just putting two groups against each other. And back then it was, China, Russia, it's always the middle class and poor against the wealthy. But here now they're just making it a race issue too, which just makes it even harder to deal with here. And it makes it even more uglier and sicker and even more demonic, in my opinion, too.
Yeah, I was sort of touching on this with another guest last week. I think there is some sort of, dare I say, demonic nature to all this. There's a hypnosis. There's some sort of complete mind control where it's just that cognitive dissonance. No matter how much you try to show or look, here's the city's burning. You got CHOP. You got people getting drugged out of their cars. Oh, no. It's just a peaceful protest. This is fine. And like you were saying, it definitely parallels every communist revolution ever, where they do away with the police so they can install their own Stasi, their own SS, their own, cultural revolution. And then they start letting out the prisoners, too. It's just complete bedlam to collapse the infrastructure, to collapse the existing nation state so we can bring in the utopia of communism, I suppose, is what their dream is. I don't know.
Yeah, right. And of course, all this time, the people at the top that are playing the people, even the modern day politicians and people in the media, they know the game. They know this is a scam. At least the vast majority of them know this. You know, the more popular the media personality or politician, you know, they know it's all a scam. And in all these communist revolutions, they're just transferring wealth from one group of people to another group of people, and they're just going to consolidate it and just use it for themselves. And we're just seeing just the same thing happening here, because many of these demands too, and they want tons of economic demands too. We're talking about more wealth redistribution. Reparations now are being pushed, you know, in some of these organizations too, and just all these things that make no total sense whatsoever. I mean, the Democratic Party has just become straight communist. It's not John F. Kennedy's Democrat Party, you know, Woodrow Wilson's, you know, to a certain extent, you know, trying to bust up the big oil, you know, companies that are going crazy and child labor laws. It's progress into something that is just very, very ugly too. And just like in all these other communist revolutions, you see the violence. You see people getting actually been killed by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, or assaulted. Just recently, there was the 60-year-old black man in Wisconsin who was a Trump supporter and outside of his business, and he was just shot down outside of his business on a drive-by. And of course, none of these things get mainstream media whatsoever, especially CNN and MSNBC. No one cares about these people who get killed. But, you know, it's like a mind game. You know, just like when George Floyd died, they put it all over the media. They made it the biggest thing in the history of the world, the biggest murder in the history of the world, whether it was a murder or however you want to categorize it whatsoever. It's just pure propaganda. You just see how, you know, it's like demonic, you know, activity where they're just putting these seeds in the minds of people. And it's like the Bible, you know, it talks about these spirits of rebellion. And that's just really what's going on. And just a couple of days ago in Portland, they were burning the flags and they were throwing Bibles in with the burning of the flags. If you got burning Bibles now in America, we're gonna have some issues. We're gonna have some major issues going down the turnpike, you know, going into the election period. And as we go into the second half of 2020, I expect to see a lot more things to happen. Many people are predicting some sort of civil war coming to America. I can't really sit there and say how it would look or anything like that, but eventually, if the left keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, there's going to be some pushback by people that are more conservatives, you know. And these people that are conservatives, you know, they'll be all races, you know, white, black, brown. There's lots of people there that support, you know, the conservative movement. And I expect violence to happen after the election, no matter what happens. You know, Trump wins, you know, Soros is going to unleash his Antifa Black Lives Matter. And George Floyd riots will look like the good old days if, you know, Trump wins again. I was reading some articles today, and some people are speculating, like, I think, you know, the election's on November 3rd. It may not even be done November 3rd. They may take weeks to sort this out, and you will just have protests left and right and people going crazy until that. And a couple of weeks will pass by, and then eventually they'll have the results, and there's going to be lots of people who are not going to be happy with this on both sides too. So it's almost like you can't trust anyone. I'm not an expert on the whole voting irregularities and stuff like that and how people can do all the scams, but it just seems like with the mail-ins, most experts think that that's where there's going to be problems. And it's just looking more and more like there's going to be problems. And the Democrats keep talking about how Trump won't leave office and everything. And they're already putting that psyop out there already, saying he's not going to leave if he loses. And you just look back, where are they getting this from? And they all keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And the people on the left are already, you know, they're going to think about these things. And if Trump wins, they're going to set off at least for a period of time. And Trump's going to be in a bad position if that happens. It's like, what do you do? Do you use the military or, you know, federal law forces, you know, to stop this, knowing that the Democrat mayors are going to let hell break loose? So it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be amazing, and it could be like really bad for a small period of time.
Yeah, I mean, for my money, that's what he's got to do. That's what he should have done. That's what he should have done as soon as these ridiculous protests started, because they keep pushing this narrative. Oh, it's the peaceful American people protesting. Wrong. It's communists resurrecting communist enclaves in these communist cities. Just like the Stasi, just like the SS, just like fill in the blank of your brown shirt stormtroopers that start this kind of mess. That's what this is. So are they Americans by birth or citizens? Sure. But make no mistake about it, they are revolutionary communists in this country to destroy the republic. So should have been day one, you got to snuff this stuff out. And I'm not saying go out there with 50 calibers and gun people down, but you got to stop this. So I see that no different than if the Japanese came over a la Pearl Harbor or some other invading force. They're not coming from another continent. They're right here. So should they be treated any differently than an invasive force? I don't think so. They need to be stopped, or it's going to proliferate just as it has into, what do we got, 4 or 5 different cities now on fire, people getting drug out of the car. And that's just phase one. So, I mean, phase one's going to turn into phase two, where we got whether underground style bombings. I know in Austin they were talking blowing up the police station and having snipers on the roofs to stop anybody that would dare to touch these precious, sweet little angel cakes, Antifa. So we're rolling into phase two. So I'm thinking, I mean, I was reading this off anomicage.com, but it's from Zero Hedge. Gun stocks bang higher as July background checks jump to 79%. So we don't know who's buying these guns. We know that Antifa's arming themselves up. So right. I think both sides, if nothing else, see something pretty dark coming on the horizon. And I completely agree with what you're saying. I don't see anything good coming in November, because whether he wins or loses, it's going to be bedlam. It's going to be riots in the streets.
Yeah. I was up at a gun show in a city called Allen, a little bit north, probably like 15 miles north of Dallas. And you could pretty much tell there were like Antifa types and Black Lives Matter types that were there buying guns and ammo too. It was really quite obvious. Yeah, I could pretty much figure it out. Well, some of the Black Lives Matter people had the Black Lives Matter shirt on and their Black Lives Matter face masks on. And there was just like a lot of maybe like the soy boy types, you know, there also. And they were buying ammo. Oops. Are we still there? Okay. Ammo and guns too. And it was pretty eye-opening too. And I met a lady a couple of weeks ago at a meeting, and she was telling me about some other gun shows around the Dallas areas too. She got the same feel of that too. And one thing I noticed too, like back in the George Floyd riots, there were people out there saying, yeah, we're going to take it to the suburbs too. So before they just hit, you know, the businesses, you know, the industrial areas, you know, and they just smash those to pieces. And phase two will be going into the suburbs. They'll probably be targeting alternative media types first, conservative leaders too. If you got conservative mayors, people on the city councils, I guarantee you those people will be targeted. If things get out of hand, they'll have certain groups, you know, for like trying to assassinate those. Then it's like you said too, we allowed them to do this at the beginning instead of nipping it at the bud at the beginning. I mean, I think they should have just taken out rubber bullets then at those times.
Absolutely.
And stop, I mean, some people might should have just been shot, if you ask me. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. I mean, I sat there and I watched that whole Minnesota police department burn live. There was a feed. I watched it live like for an hour. You just saw the group getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the fire kept going. You're just sitting there watching it. there's no way they're going to stop it. No. I'm just going to sit there and watch a police station burn, you know, on a live feed right here in America in 2020, and no one's going to stop it. And you look around, you're seeing all these hoodlums, you know, of all races there, you know, and most of them were like young in their 20s. They're dressed like hoodlums. I saw like a bunch of white guys running around with skateboards smashing windows. And you can just see this is the new youth brigades already rising up. They've been brainwashed by the educational system. They probably have parents that were liberals too that are pushing this too. They're watching mainstream media. And, you know, social media, you know, there's the good and the bad, you know. For the bad, you know, these people can get together and, you know, they're organizing, they're meeting at, you know, certain places. And they've gotten confidence out of all of this, to be honest. They've just gotten away with so much. Very few have been arrested. Very few have been prosecuted. I saw a video the other day, some guy from Seattle talking about how he went to jail and he got out right away because there was a lawyer's group, had a ton of money, and they're going to bail everyone out. So you got these communist lawyers who are part of it, probably getting money from communist groups like Soros, and they're just bailing people out left and right. So these people feel like they're going to win. I guarantee you that. They're not going to stop down for this.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's all rolling downhill. It's what I've been talking about, and I'm sure you've seen as well on the education side of things, where there's no repercussions throughout our whole society. It's just this blanket, big hug, get out of jail free card. There's no repercussions in on any aspect. So, and it's multi-generational, just to touch on that as well. You know, this is not like generation one of communists that just emerged from academia as millennials. No, this is generation four. Because right. their parents and grandparents, as they were moving that Overton window, it just keeps shifting. But there's no accountability. So, I mean, that's what you get taught on every level now. Oh, you're plagiarizing. Well, maybe you just didn't understand that citation is necessary. That's right. That's it. Oh, you're cheating on something. Well, maybe you just didn't have enough time. You needed extra time and you're unable because of the systematic racist oppression to understand that cheating is wrong. So it keeps growing downhill and there's no repercussions. So of course, these communists are burning stuff and blowing stuff up and you got people beating in windows with skateboards and so forth because they've never been held accountable. There's never been any repercussions. And from what you're just saying, there still isn't because you got, my opinion, the Soros-backed lawyers and the other probably generation three of communists that have risen into lawyers and attorneys and justices and judges. So they're just going, oh, these are just peaceful love bunnies out there embracing and fighting the power. Let's just get them out of jail. So it just keeps on going. There's no repercussions. And I mean, you could keep backing this truck up with Hillary and Obama and all the people in the last six or seven administrations. They should all been in prison. But there's no repercussions. So, of course, these ground-level brown shirts are going, well, hey, if Barry's not going to jail and Hillary's not going to jail and I'm sure it's bleep not going to jail, I'll just go out here and burn the city down and blow up the police station.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when this all started taking shape, this, you know, you got to go back like 60, 70 years ago. Some people say that McCarthy, when he's going after the communists there, he made a mistake. It really wasn't the communists he was going after. It was really just this whole deep state, new world order thing that's associated with communism. Mm-hmm. And what the new world order learned, you know, after backing Hitler back in the day in the 40s, that you just can't win through brute force. And so what you have to do, you have to take away the country from the inside. There was that famous Chinese warlord, you know, 1,000 years ago who wrote Art of War. And he said, that's the best way to do it. The best way to do it is to get your enemy from the inside and not really have to go to battle. And this has happened over the last 70 years through the educational system, the media. As you said, multi-generational families pushed this down. And now we've gotten to the point where you've got this crazy group of young Americans. And all the data has already shown that, you know, people from 15 to 30, they love socialism. The vast majority like it. It's like it's in the low 50s right now, but you know, 50-55% want socialism in America. And, you know, they've been brought up thinking that they're supposed to get everything they want. It's almost unbelievable. You're like, you're in your 20s right now. Why don't you just go get a job? Why don't you just work like everyone else? You don't need, you know, when you're 21 years old, you know, you're not supposed to get like, you know, a nice house right away and a nice car right away and an $80,000 job right away and everything. And for some reason, these people, these young people have been brainwashed that they really expect to get it right now. And so they're justified in this rebellion against society. And you also have to look at, you know, these family factors now. The rate of divorce has been climbing up, especially in the cities and these, especially in the Black communities. You've got like 75% children that are born without a father right now. And I'm sure, like in the ghettos, it's much larger than the Black families, you know, in the suburbs, obviously too. And this is even white America too, Mexican America too. The rates have gone up since the 1960s. It's gone up.
LBJ is great society. We'll give you money for having no dads in the home. Just have more kids. It's fine. We'll take care of it.
Oh, yeah. So that's what you have. And you have these kids growing up now with absolutely no values at all, believing that everything should be theirs. If they want it, go get it. If you don't have it now, if you don't want to be a criminal, hey, you listen, you join the communists right now. Listen to AOC and Hillary and Biden and Bernie, and they're just giving positive reinforcement to this younger generation about rebellion. I'm sure you've seen it all on these college campuses too. I mean, it's almost amazing how many of them support all of this and just how ignorant they are about, you know, American history and communism and everything. And they really just believe, and even the ones that aren't violent about all this, you just really believe, yeah, this is good and this is what it has to happen. And you just look at, like, even just they try to look at the future of America now. And you see these kids try to get over where it's like, wow, it's like we got a few years left in America. I don't even know if you can really turn this around long term. Personally, as a Christian, I think we're going into the tribulation soon, more than likely, which is like what my book is about. But we're coming to the crosshairs. We're coming to the crossing point here in American history, and I think in world history. And I think this all ties in to the overall objective of the New World Order as we get into the book of Revelations, to be honest. We're going to have the one world government, the one world religion, and the mark of the beast, which seems to be coming up, which is, you know, tied into the whole COVID-19 and eventually the vaccinations and eventually maybe to this cashless society, which is really being pushed by the globalists now through the IMF and the World Bank right now.
Yeah, I wish I could say I disagree, but I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's the byproduct is what we're both seeing now, destroying the cities and destroying the streets because, I mean, sadly, they got that K-12 indoctrination, college, university weaponization. Yes. And they get out after, it's not just 4 years anymore. They've drug it out to probably about 6 years now for a bachelor's degree. And they got their albino Native American transgendered women's studies degree. And they're going, great, now I'm ready to go fight the man. Give me my benefits and insurance and I'll take $100,000 a year. And when they come to the realization that, hey, that job's not really out there, sorry. Then they're bitter and ticked off and working a service industry job for the next 20 years trying to pay back that silly degree. So I get in some instances the anger that they feel, but right. I mean, sadly, it kind of trickles back to that long march through academia. It's that Antonio Gramsci, the Italian communist that was pushing this, just what you said with the Sun Tzu Art of War book, we got to infiltrate. It's not enough just to go violent revolution. Oh no, Gramsci was saying we got to infiltrate those halls of academia. And then through the next 50-100 years, then you can move that Overton window and get everybody in the populace to go, yeah, this is a great idea. I want my monies. Right. I want it now. I got my device and my laptop, my computer, and I'm ready. Show me the money.
Right. Show me the money. Exactly. Yeah, I also agree. I sort of feel sorry for these college kids. I went to college like in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, I just worked, you know, at the hamburger shop, you know, on campus and everything. And I was able to pay my bills, you know, sharing an apartment, you know, sharing an apartment room with someone, living on a mattress and having my clothes in a box and everything. And I was able to pay all my bills. But you look at some of these, the prices for colleges. I saw USC, University of Southern California, is like $58,000 a year. That's a whole That's a salary and a job.
That's a whole nother salary, yeah.
Yeah, these colleges have gotten out of control, and they've just been able to pay, you know, professors tons of money, too, and they get these government grants for doing nothing, and, you know, it's become a big mess, you know. I can almost see how they get brainwashed that way. We're like, gosh, they're 100, 200 grand in debt. You know, and they're just looking like desperation for these kids, you know. And I think that was always part of the system, too, with the system saying, you have to get a college degree. You have to get one of these jobs. If you don't get a college degree, you won't be able to get a job. Can't buy a house. Yes. Can't get a car. Can't raise a family. You won't get married. You won't be able to go on dates because you won't have a life. If you don't get this and get this debt, then you're going to be sorry about it. You'll have a terrible life. So, you know, it's coming from so many directions that we finally got to this point. And I woke up in 2008 about the New World Order. And immediately after I came to that, like within maybe like 6 months to a year, I came across, you know, Bible prophecy. And I wasn't even a Christian at the time. I grew up Catholic, so I had a little bit of background, you know, the Bible, not a lot. And I always knew that I would probably get to this point in my life, you know, from studying Bible prophecy, because there's certain things in the Bible, especially with the origin of Israel becoming a state again in 1948, that I would probably get to this point in my life. And it's almost like I'm almost seeing it happen right now, because there is a quickening. It's going fast. COVID-19 is also about just trying to bring about, you know, destruction of economies as we come trying to get to this whole new world order and one world government, which seems like they're going to try to push. And what they want, I mean, just imagine if Hillary Clinton was president now. Oh my goodness.
We probably wouldn't be talking right
fast
now.
Forward into the new world order at this very moment right now. It wouldn't be no question into it. And people would really be panicking that are on the right. But, you know, with Donald Trump here, it seems like God gave us reprieve in 2016 to get, you know, a period of time where, you know, we could help not go into the tribulation yet. And I think that's why this election is also important, too, just so that we get 4 more years, because we're going to go into these times, it seems like. I think even into the 2020s, we could be going. We could see Jesus coming back, you know, late end of 2020s or even into the early 2030s. Time stamps from the Bible could even point to these things. Not saying for sure it's going to happen, not a date setter, not saying that I'm a prophet and I know exactly what God's going to do. But from studying this over 12 years, it seems like we're at this point.
Yeah, man, I got to echo your sentiments as well, because I grew up a Christian, but I don't think I really became full circle, wide awake to, hey, I really got to get into this Bible thing, you know, until about 8 or 9, 10 years ago. And then once you start reading, I mean, it really just opens up that other world to you, because you see, heck, even if you just read Revelations, if you're out there listening, just read Revelations tonight if you can, and take a look at what's going on around you right now, because that will definitely, I don't know if scare you is the right word, but it will definitely open your mind a little bit. And I have a feeling that's what you get into in your new book, which we got to talk about, The White Horse Rideth.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good idea that white horse is emblematic of something right out of Revelations there.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'll just show it up here on the screen. This is my book, The White Horse Rideth. It's going to be book one of 7 books. You can find it on Lulu. Just go to lulu.com. I self-published this. And then just look up David Galvin or The White Horse Rideth. You can buy it on there. And I started writing, well, about a year and a half, well, no, it's probably about 3 years ago, I started writing a book about the New World Order. And, you know, I started writing it with about 5-10 pages. And for some reason, I just had this idea and it got like downloaded to me for like 15 minutes about coming up with a book series about the 7-year tribulation that would eventually come up. They used to have the Left Behind series way back in the 80s, which was books about that. I never read the book. I never even saw the movie or anything like that. So it just came to me. And then I began writing it and I just published it, which is sort of ironically in April. So I just published it, you know, right after everything started to go crazy in this world and in this country. And so the White Horse Ride, it's based on the White Horse, which is the first horseman of the in the Book of Revelation. And the rider on the horse has a bow and has that the sack to carry the bows, but there's no arrow. And so I based my book on this for some Bible research about this is really a lot of propaganda that would be in the first year of the tribulation. And again, I'm not an expert. I'm not saying this is exactly how things are going to happen. Just a scenario of how something could happen in the future, or maybe like in the very near future, about things I've studied from knowing Bible prophecy and studying the New World Order for about 12 years and just trying to connect dots about what's happening. And so pretty much in the book, I have Donald Trump leaving. And it's like 2025 and Donald Trump is gone. And so the deep state just puts in another puppet as the United States president. And they decide to go because they're like upset that Donald Trump delayed their plans, that they go full head of steam into the New World Order. And I start off the preface as like Ezekiel 37:38, which talks about where all the Muslim countries and probably Russia are going to attack Israel, but God supernaturally saves Israel from this big fight. And of course, I don't know when this happens exactly in the tribulation, so I just have it happening and kicks off the tribulation. And there are many people in my book, many people understand that, oh my gosh, we're in the tribulation now. They're understanding that God saved Israel. And in America, it's mainly Christians who are awake to the New World Order, and they start understanding it. But then the deep state starts firing off a bunch of false flags and a bunch of explosions, things blowing up that start in America. And that eventually what happens, what the deep state does through the media and through the new president and through politicians, they start blaming Christians and Christian patriots and quote-unquote conspiracy theorists. And so what happens, there's slowly what goes on is an attack on them. Begins with like a bunch of propaganda, and then eventually the United Nations has to come in because of all the dissension going on in the United States of America. And then just my main character is a kid named Buck Robinson, who's like 20 years old, living in North Dallas, and he just knows what's going on, and he just starts finding out information. He just becomes a target of the deep state, and it's just about his journey, what he's had to go through. And it's sort of based on like, I think even now, like we're like Matthew 24, which talks about the birth pains, the days of sorrow, which happened before the tribulation time. So my book sort of coincides with like things that are going on now, because what you're going to see when we get to the tribulation, and part of my book is to wake people up, let people know, even Christians and non-Christians, that these times will happen, that we will have 7 years. And a lot of people think, there's always a debate between Christians. Some people think there's going to be for the rapture, when people are taken off the earth. Some people think it's going to be pre-tribulation. And some people say it's, which, you know, before the tribulation starts. Some people think it's off pre-wrath, which is like at the very end of the tribulation, right before Armageddon happens. And I based my book on pre-wrath. So the Christians are going to go through the tribulation in my books. And they're going to have to go through the tough time. Now, I'm not saying I know for sure it's pre-trib or pre-wrath. I know Christians debate this, and I've seen people argue over this, but it's just more like what could happen based on my studies of Bible prophecy and what the New World Order has plans going on. And so that's pretty much like what my book is about. And I almost think we're going to happen, because one big thing I learned in Matthew 24, Jesus starts talking about the fig tree. And the fig tree parable is when Israel comes back, and Israel became a state in 1948. And Jesus told the disciples, well, I'm going to come back a generation after what Israel would become a state. That's what the fig tree parable was about. And so most people would say a generation would be 70 or 80 years. So if you go by 70 years, you go 1948 plus 70 takes you to 2018. But we didn't get into the tribulation then. That didn't happen. But you add 80 years, it takes us to 2028. So point being, I always thought that we could be getting into this time period in the 2020s. And it seems like with all this craziness happening over the last 6 years, it's a good chance that we could be going into the tribulation period. And that's when, you know, it's going to go down and we're going to have the Antichrist show up. That's even in my book, the Antichrist starts to appear. The false prophet starts to appear, which I actually have, you know, as the Pope. But many people look at this Pope now and they're like, look at this guy, he's a total socialist. And they're like, who's already starting the one world religions, trying to bring the religions together. You're like thinking, we might really be coming across this time. Again, I'm not saying it is going to happen for sure in the 2020s or even the early 2030s. But as Christians, we got to understand these things. We got to prepare for these times. And you always got to do your homework. and be prepared for these times. And that's pretty much what my book, The White Horse Riding, is all about.
I like it, man. Yeah, I mean, just to draw a parallel to where we are right now, I mean, here, me locally right now, you got to prepare. So, I mean, we got a hurricane coming up the coast. Is it a big one? No. Is it going to wipe my house off and we're going to slide into the Atlantic Ocean? No. But you still got to do your due diligence. You still got to prepare. You still need to get some batteries and some water and take the furniture out of the yard or whatever. And I think the American people, if not the entire globe here, has to kind of at least give pause and take some preparations into account, because if you're looking at Revelations, it's kind of reading off like a playbook right about now, where I saw this months ago where you got businesses that are, oh, we're not taking cash, we're only taking the card. Right. Well, we can't give you cash back from your card. And they're claiming, oh, we're going to have a shortage on coins and money, so we might as well just quit using them quite as much because of the scary COVID. Because it's all for your safety. It's all safety. I mean, I've jokingly said they could pass anything. They could reenact slavery tomorrow as long as they say it's for your safety. And everybody say, oh, well, okay. Let's just have slavery again because he said safety. And that's what they're doing with his COVID hoax. And not even talking about the Bill Gates vaccine, the special little goody chips for you.
Right. Right. Yeah. As Jesus said, they're going to say peace and safety at these times. And that's how they're going to sucker everyone. And so you're going to have all these bad things happen, like the economy going down, like, diseases and viruses worldwide. That's actually the red horse, probably, even though I don't think coronavirus is the red horse. I think it'd be something probably worse coming up in the future. And it's like you said, they're already doing the cashless society now. There's no, they're saying some places aren't taking coins in America, so it's going to go on. And that's where, like, Trump, I think, will eventually stop things, you know, in the next 4 years, where he will at least will keep us away from going to the cashless society. But they're actually, you know, they're already bringing it on through the World Bank here. You know, cryptocurrencies always seems like something that will be part of it here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are already looking at, I know Bill Gates has patents out where, you know, you can have like these chips and things, and you can use your phone, and people are going to be able to tell who got vaccinated. And then once they can use your phone to see who got vaccinated, well, that's what they're going to use for the one world digital currency too. And one thing they want to do with the digital currency, they're going to put people in their place. And if people aren't going along with the program, they're just going to shut your chip down. You can, that's why it says you cannot buy and you cannot sell. And that's why, like, Christians need to understand these things, because you don't want to put yourself in that position where it's like, well, my family is going to die because I'm not going to have any food and water unless I take this chip. And that's why you got to be aware of these things. And we're quickly pushing towards those times right now. And they got the pieces in place here. And you can even look at different things too. There's been these giant locust areas, like, you know, in other countries that have just devastated, you know, like, I think it's, Eastern Africa and different places. And you got lots of like earthquakes going on and all sorts of things, you know, weather things going on. And that's eventually what happens too. And of course, there's rumblings of war, which just talks about, you know, Jesus says, as we get to these days. And you look what China's doing. They want to take over Hong Kong, Taiwan, and other places around. And they want those waters, and they're really pushing it. And they seem to be the ones behind coronavirus, along with the deep state too. So, you know, if you really study the Chinese communists, they really want, you know, they want worldwide domination themselves, and they eventually want to bring America down too. So you see China really pushing things all over the place too. So we're going to get to these times where, you know, as Jesus said, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. And we're seeing rumors of wars all over. And it doesn't have to be physical too. It could be economic battles too. It could be virus battles too. It doesn't have to be someone fighting on land just to have a war. And so we're getting to this point of, you know, time period. And this evil too is just about to be exposed too, with all these pedophile rings too. That's coming to the surface too. And if that comes to the surface, you're going to see people wake up like crazy, and the deep state cannot allow that to happen. And if it does happen, you know, they're going to go into overdrive with false flags and pandemonium, you know, more viruses going along too. So, you know, we're coming to this point, you know, everyone knows, anyone with a brain cell knows, we're not going back to normal. We're not going back to how things were 6 months ago. No matter what you want, there's going to be tough times no matter what.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We're going to be in this post-Wuhan world. So we're all going to be, like you said, it's going to be the chips and the contact tracers and full-blown false flags everywhere. Dogs and cats living together, human sacrifice, all that stuff from Ghostbusters.
I know, exactly. But, you know, on the good thing to know that if you're awake and, you know, you read the Bible and you understand these things, you get to know that, hey, Jesus is going to come and that all these deep state people are going to get it at the end. God's going to come down. You know, if you're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, we're all going to die eventually. At least you go to heaven forever. So, you know, that gives me hope on everything. And when you're awake, you can prepare for these things. You can get food. You can get guns. You can get water. You can put yourself in a good place. At least, you know it's coming. It's not going to catch you by surprise. It's really going to hurt people. That's going to catch those by surprise. And even those of us who are Christians, we're going to tell people what's going on because people are going to be like, what is happening in this world? And that's how people will get saved too. A lot of people will get saved because, you know, those of us who are Christians and who know what's going on, we'll be able to save them. But on the other side, you're going to have many Christians who are just going to fall away during this time too. They're going to be like, hey, why is this happening? Why has God let this happen? Because they're not educated in what the Bible says. And God says, well, I'm going to have to come down on this evil. And once you really understand these deep state people, what they've done throughout history, what they've done through our lifetimes with the false flags, fake wars, child abuse, pedophile rings, drugging the water, drugging the food, just everything. You know it's a big evil mess. And just even now going on with the hate from Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the communists moving on us and stealing our money through taxes. We know it's been evil. We know evil people control these. And you go all the way to the top of the pyramid, and these are Satanists here. You know, we get down to the Illuminati, the Rothschild, Rockefellers, you know, all these people. They, you know, you go to Bohemian Grove, you know, Alex Jones exposed Bohemian Grove. These people are into the cult, and they're sick, and they're demonic. And they torture children, and they want their blood, and then adrenochrome, and they get off on this, and they are just wicked beyond belief, and they think they're going to win, and they're going to bring in this new world order, and they're going to be on the top of the pyramid with Satan, and they're going to get everything they want, and they're going to put their artificial, they're going to use their some clones or whatever, and put their minds in some computer brain in some body. They're out of control. And I'm going way far off in the deep end here on some of this, but they actually, you really study this stuff, the artificial intelligence and the transhumanism, they really believe they're going to be gods forever. That's what the Satan told Eve. Eat this apple. You can be as a god. And that's what these people have really done. And you look throughout human history, whether, you know, all these empires, you know, whether it's Hitler, the ancient Romans or the Aztecs, you know, they love blood, death, control of people, and it's all satanic, demonic. And many, if you study this deeply, many of them were into the cult and tried to get to the dark side and worship the dark side, and were probably contacted by the dark side too.
That's what I think is so hard for a lot of people to understand and really grasp, because if you're not at least having some sort of knowledge of this stuff, if you're just the average Joe, average Jill that's out there checking out the Netflix and the YouTube and your Amazon, and oh man, this is, I can't wait for this to be over. This is just terrible. I can't wait for this to be over. Then you don't really have that mindset at all as to what the heck's really going on. And when somebody tries to sprinkle a little bit of light in your universe, it's like, oh no, that can't be going on. There can't really be CPS trafficking children. Right. There can't really be Epstein pedophile island. There can't really be an Elaine Maxwell, which was brokering and luring children into this mess. There can't really be an occult out there where the Hollywood and the global elites sacrifice, do various blood rituals, Abramovich with Jay-Z, right, and all the Gwen Stefanis and all these big name Hollywood people. Oh, no. Sure, there's video. Sure, there's photographs. Sure, they admit all this. But it can't be true. I mean, that's that huge,
right,
just insane cognitive dissonance that just drives me insane.
Yeah.
But I really think, I guess I really hope that people are going to start sort of going, hey, wait a minute. This seems crazy, but look, there's Abramovich with JC.
Right.
The house. Yeah, she's right. Talking about blood rituals. She's doing these grotesque blood and sperm and all this other stuff, right, concoctions, and admitting it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, they're doing these various satanic rituals live on TV during the Super Bowl for the last 10 years.
Right.
Huh. Right. That's strange, huh? Hey, look. Hey, put the beer down, honey. Come look at this. This is a satanic ritual at the Super Bowl halftime show. Wow. Oh, well.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be totally a real bizarre separation of the wheat from the chaff, I believe.
You hit it right on the dot. I mean, once you start actually studying this stuff, you actually realize that there's enough information on this stuff from here to the moon and all this stuff. If you just even look on the stuff on the surface that they show you, like, you know, John Podesta and his emails through WikiLeaks, and you just look at his art collection that they put in major magazines, it looks like it's pictures of children who have been raped because they have, like, red, you know, something red around where their anus would be. You're like, mm-hmm, who would put something like that in their home? And this guy was running almost the DNC. Well, he ran Hillary's campaign. I mean, if I walked into someone's house that I just met and I'm looking at this on their wall, I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I'm getting the heck out of there.
Without any background knowledge of any, like, you know, Satanism or child molesting rings, and, you know, you're just looking at these pictures like, what is that? That's art? It's like, just that. And this guy is high up in the Democratic Party. And of course, you know, there's tons of stuff out there going back several decades looking into the lead and all this stuff. And there's tons of books and documentaries. And unfortunately, what happens is that most people just don't want to put the time in to do this. You know, it's easier, you know, to watch TV and, you know, the Netflix, the movies, sports or whatever. And I think deep down inside, this is what I tell people. It's like finding out that your father is a child molester or a murderer. You know, you tell someone that 99% of people are going to be like, no, that is not true. You try to handle, well, look at this evidence. They're going to be like, I don't want to see that. My dad would never have done anything like that. It's pretty much because people think, you know, the government's God, and these people are up there, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they're all for our best interests. You know, they might do, you know, they're not perfect. They might do little things there and bad, but people have grown accustomed to thinking that these people that they voted for, and people get emotionally involved, you know, in the Bushes, the Clintons, and Obama. And everyone looks at them on TV and they see themselves as just like them. And there's no way that it could be that evil. And is it possible? It was very hard for most people to really understand this. But I'm praying and I'm hoping that, you know, with Maxwell right now, with chains, and hopefully if there's videos of kids that these politicians and CEOs or whoever doing these evil things, I hope those videos are there. I hope they come out. And I hope that Trump exposes this, and if whoever's names are up there, then it's going to break down the dam. And just, if I say break it down, let the water flow, let Americans get smacked upside the head with the truth and let it happen. There's two things that when I woke up that really angered me, I'll be honest, were the false flags and the pedophile rings.
Mm-hmm.
Murder and rape. I mean, come on.
Same here.
You know, whatever. You're going to be a scumbag, you know, and try to snake some money as being a politician and stuff like that. You know, businesses working through politicians, fine, whatever, you know, it's pretty bad. But if you actually use your power to get away with murder and rape, molestation, snuff films, you know, those people need to be hanged.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear how the Bible says that these people need to be dealt with. You know, you'd be better to tie the millstone around your neck than to do anything to these children. It's so sick.
Yeah.
And to connect dots to your book and Revelations and everything, I think you're really going to see a separation even amongst the so-called Christians out there, because you're going to see that separation of the wheat from the chaff. You're going to see that separation between those folks that are more or less the fair weather Christians that, oh, I believe the Bible. Oh, well, except for this passage, which I just don't agree with. Oh, except for that passage, which I don't agree with. There's always those pick and choose passage people.
Yes.
Then there's the people that are like, yo, this is the real deal. I don't have to be some sort of theological scholar to look at Revelations and it says, hey, don't take the chip.
Yeah.
It says,
yeah.
Hey, you know, you're going to go down a really bad road here for 7 years. Hey, there's four horsemen of the apocalypse coming. And I say that and you read that, but you still see these people. And that's what scares me is the Christians, I think, are still going to say, oh, well, the governor said we're going to have to take a chip. Hey, wait a bit. Isn't that in Revelations? Well, the governor said we're going to have to take a chip. I want my pension. I'm going to go get some Cheetos and stuff so I can watch my Netflix later. I'll just go run by and get the chip.
Right.
And that's what's kind of scary, that there's like swaths of the general public that just seem, all right, I'm just going to put on a mask. Well, they told me I had to wear my mask.
Yeah.
I'm going, well, our higher power said I don't need to take this chip. So I think I'm going to go with the higher power rather than what communist Roy Cooper tells me to do in North Carolina.
Right. No, that's exactly true. That's exactly you made true. The 501c3 churches, the mega churches that don't touch on this. Fortunately for me, I go to a good church in North Texas called Cross Life Church. Anyone in North Texas wants to go to a good church that's not 501c3 called Cross Life Church on the internet. It's a small church, but my pastor, Pastor Eric Philpott, like, he knows all this stuff. I mean, I go to a church where he preaches this stuff. He preaches about the New World Order. He preaches that COVID-19 is fake, talks about the book of Revelation. Now, unfortunately, in America now, you probably see about 1% or 2% of churches that are like that. And they're hard to find. I mean, I had to search it out when I moved here to Dallas, and I couldn't even find one church in Dallas that was pretty much a non-501c3 church that was teaching the truth. I had to go like to a church that's like 15, 20 minutes north of Dallas, you know. There's a guy named Chuck Baldwin, which is a patriotic priest up in, not priest, minister up in like North Dakota, who had like a website of patriotic Christian churches. That was the closest one I could find to Dallas. So that's just crazy because most of these ministers just do not teach the truth, and they're just unaware of how things really work. And they get their, you know, nice little salary, and they don't have to do too much, you know, just get your message ready on Sunday, maybe do something for Wednesday night, and got to do a few phone calls if there's some people who are having problems. But hey, if I'm making 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 grand, I'm not going to get too controversial here and, you know, and upset people.
You got a house, you got a stipend, you got food, you got phone, all this good stuff, you know?
Yeah. Don't got to worry. Get that cash flow coming every day, every Sunday. It's coming. So, but they're going to have a hard reality check in those days when it comes. And a lot of the people they minister are going to say, like, you didn't tell me these things were going to happen. You said it was going to be good old days, you know, prosperity, you know, minister church here, you know, do the right thing, give you money, and I'm going to get paid no matter what. So they're going to have a tough time, you know, and that's what's going to happen. But then again, I think that's when you're going to see the remnant church come by in the that you see in the book of Revelation. You're going to see more Christians coming together that really know what's going on and will be supporting each other. You might see home churches coming about. You know, some people are going like, hey, wait a minute, this guy knows what's talking about. We'll go out and do a home church with them. 6-8 people. Another home church pops up. More home church pops up, you know. I think that's what you're going to see in America as you get to the last days, to be honest. It'll be a glorifying thing, too, you know. If you're awake, you know what's going on, it'll be positive. You know, we're all going to die anyhow, so.
I got to say, that's pretty darn refreshing. I'm glad that you found a church out there in North Dallas.
Right.
I'm going to check out the Chuck Baldwin link that you Chuck mentioned, Baldwin. Too, just to try to find some around here, because I just get tired of that. I just refer to this as just patronizing. Like, stop patronizing people. Stop talking about this COVID garbage as if it's real.
Right.
I want somebody that's going to get up on the pulpit and say, hey, congregation, yo, this is a joke. This is a scam. We're going to meet every Sunday. They're not going to shut us down with unconstitutional nonsense. We're going to join together and worship Christ, and we're going to get to the other side of this thing. We're not going to play the game of, well, it's a virus, and we got to come in with our mask, and we'll have the temperature check, and we'll stand 20 feet apart and do jumping jacks or whatever kind of baloney that you see if you're even going to try to meet. I mean, even if the church would dare to contradict the greatness of Caesar and actually meet as a church, then they're still going, well, we're going to have the mask and all this mess. I'm like, man, just forget it. Stop patronizing people. Be real.
Right. Yeah, most of them just don't have the guts or just not aware, and they're going to buy in to keep their paycheck going. You also going to be concerned of what was known as the clergy response team. I know Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show spoke a lot about this, where there's already been some ministers who have already been trained, you know, go along with the government. Tell your parish to go along with the government when these things come. Listen to them. There's that verse in Romans. I forgot which one it was, but I know Adolf Hitler used it a lot too, which just pretty much says you got to go along with the government. Whatever the government says, do. So there's even on that aspect, the clergy response team, we already got ministers who will go along with the government no matter what.
And they've already Romans 13, I believe.
Okay, then. Yes. So it's all coming. And that was another reason why I wrote the book. And like I said, I'm at peace of mind with it all. You know, it's actually exciting to me to a certain extent, knowing that these things are coming and I'm prepared. You know, as other Christians need to do, you need to get prepared in all these things and just be ready to be a good witness to other Christians and non-believers. You're going to get soul saved during this time period too. And we're going to see the Antichrist come up. We're going to see the false prophet come. We're going to see these things. And we're going to point the finger and be like, yeah, we told you. It's all in the Bible. The Bible is true. We're at these times. Get saved. Because we're not going back to normal.
No, we're definitely not. We're not going back to normal at all. I get frustrated when I hear people say that. It's hard, man. It's hard just to be out there, which is probably why I self-isolate way before COVID, because when you get out there and you just hear this nonsense, it's hard just not flip out and like, yo, man, it's a freaking scam, buddy. We're not going back to normal. Take your mask off. Be a man. Stop it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Read the Bible for Pete's sakes. I'm out of here. You know?
right. Yeah, I know. You just go to the store because you have to buy food. You got to put it on for a little bit. And sometimes I let mine fall down and everything. And no one even says anything when it falls off, because I wear like a bandana over mine and I don't tie it properly. So it just falls down. I'm talking to my wife as we're going along. No one really says anything. I just wear it when I go in through the door so the security guard doesn't give me flack.
Yeah. That's what's so sick is we got security guards at the dang store now.
Yeah, it's wild days, brother. Wild days.
Yeah. And the contact tracing, I think, links right into the revelations and what you were talking about, because just like every other communist regime, you're gonna have your own citizenry reporting you. And I was kind of joking about this a couple weeks ago. I mean, it wasn't really a joking point, but I was saying everything Hitler accomplished all the way up to the death camps, we're seeing right now, we're seeing the American public is kowtowing to every demand that he pulled off, actually, except for the death camps right now.
Right.
And we haven't even seen any violent troops on the street, no stormtroopers, no SS, no brown shirts. Like, the American people are just going along with it. They're just going into the slaughter chute there, going, okay, I guess we'll just close our churches. Oh, man, my gym's not essential. I guess I'll just go out of business. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got to walk 6 feet apart. Well, they told me to. Well, right. I wear this mask. They told me to. Well, my neighbor's going to check on me, contact tracing. We didn't see crystal knots yet, but they just closed the businesses. You know, we're not yet on the night of the long knives, but it's probably coming. So,
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is all preparing for these days. Like I said, I think we're in the days of sorrow, which comes before the tribulation. It's just preparing us. This is like the wake-up call for people across the world that we're coming to these days, unfortunately. But like I said, it's going to be a good thing, too. We're going to experience it. And those of us as Christians get a witness to people and get to point people out to the right direction. So that's the good news. As always, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That's the good news. You get saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. You get to live forever in heaven rather than go to hell for eternity and get to be sitting there burning in hell with Obama, the Bushes, and the Clintons. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, we've had They're enough not- of them here on this earthly coil.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know I'm going to have this these links set up for everybody in your guest media section, but how can everybody best support you and follow you and check out your book? I mean, you got so much great stuff out there. You got the book, so you're an author now. That's pretty darn awesome. And way before that, you were already an educator. You had the homeschool stuff going. So there's a lot that people can help you out with and follow your work with. How can they do that?
Yeah, so my book again is The White Horse Rideth. You can find it on Lulu. Just look up David Galvin or The White Horse Rideth on Lulu. For my homeschool program, go to homeschooleasy.com. to purchase my program. You can find me on Twitter. Just type in Homeschool Easy for Twitter and The White Horse Write It on Twitter. No, excuse me, The Tribulation Series on Twitter, because it's going to be a 7-book series. So you can find me there. I'm usually posting on Twitter like every day, different things on the educational side of things and the whole political side of things. So that's how you can support me.
That sounds great. I keep thinking about trying to get back on Twitter. Maybe I'll put an alias up or something and go back on there.
Yeah, at least Twitter is okay right now, unlike Facebook, which is really coming down on people. But we'll see. We'll see how long even Twitter stays open.
That's the truth. All right, then. Well, I want to thank you again so much for being on the program.
Yes, thank you very, very much, John, for having me on. It was great.
You bet. And we'll keep up with you and probably have you on some more as you release some more of these books. Hopefully, God willing, we'll still be around.
Amen, brother. Amen.
All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Anomic Age today. If you have not already done so, please check out anomicage.com. From there, you can find the work of Dave Galvin, today's show, all the audio, all the video, all the past guests, the Patreon, the PayPal, all the social media. It's all there at anomicage.com. So if you have not done so, check that out. As always, you can't do everything, but you can do something. So be safe out there. Try to do your part. Till next time, I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go to bed.